Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Ever since Mother died, my sister won't talk about it. It seems that she wants to just seal that part of her life off and pretend it never happened. So said a friend, wondering what he could do to help her. There are times when we think that ignoring pain or loss or difficulty will make it disappear, when in reality, we simply suppress it. And the longer it remains buried, the stronger becomes the volcano of emotions which we try to lock up within. Now, Ruth was like that. When her 6-year-old son died with cancer, she kept a stiff upper lip. She never cried. "David is with the Lord," she would say, adding, "Why should I grieve?" For 2 long years, she suppressed her emotions. Then she broke. The volcano of pain erupted, and it tore her life apart. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." He is really telling us that when there is no grief, there can be no comfort or healing. Frankly, life is full of trouble, difficulty, and pain, the kind that you would never bring upon yourself or wish upon your most bitter enemy. When tragedy strikes, there are 3 simple guidelines based on what Jesus said, which can help you. Guideline number 1, externalize your grief. That's the mourning that Jesus talked about. Yes, talk about the pain. Talk about the loss. It's okay to shed tears. They are an emotional relief valve. Relive precious moments together. Here's what not to do. Don't inflict greater pain and guilt by playing the what if or if only mind game. Don't blame others. If they were responsible, believe me, their conscience tells them that. Don't hide the pictures or the scrapbooks either. Guideline number 2, internalize your faith. This means you keep on telling yourself what you know is true, that God loves you, that He is a refuge to whom you can turn, that someday you will understand. I am convinced that we can never know or experience a measure of the grace of God and learn personally that He is enough and that His grace is sufficient until we face dark hours and trying times. Guideline 3, externalize your hope. Are babies in heaven? Yes. Are we someday going to be together again as a family? Yes. Will God wipe our tears away? Yes. The focus of the New Testament is really on an eternal tomorrow. And as you hold on to those precious truths, you eternalize the hope within you and find comfort. Remember Jesus' words, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." And that comfort comes from 3 sources, God Himself, family and friends who encourage you, and the Scriptures which cannot lie. The Bible tells us that the death of His children is precious in the sight of the Lord. Even a casual reading of the New Testament has to bring you to conclude that for God's children, there are no accidents, only incidents. But regardless of what happens, we are never beyond His care or His notice. And that beyond your pain and beneath your loneliness, there is the firm hand of a loving God from which you can never be separated. So when you cannot understand, or you see no rhyme or reason to your life, some way, somehow, hold on to what you know is true. Paul said, "I am convinced neither death nor life nor angels nor demons nor things present will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." It's still true.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.